your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. I hope everybody enjoyed those first two segments with Jesse Felder. I'm going to switch focus a little bit in these last two segments, focus a bit more on a couple precious metal stocks. I realize, and I think a lot of you, even after the conversation with Jesse, understand that, look, precious metals still been under some pressure, but if we can find some good companies that offer some value or some nice growth opportunities, it can still be a very good investment. I'm chatting here with Jayant Bhandari. He is a consultant to a lot of large funds and large institutional investors in the resource sector. Now, Jayant, you and I were chatting off mic, and you brought up a company, Gold Mountain Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GMTN. This company holds the Elk Gold Project in British Columbia, just outside of Merritt, so more in the southern part of BC. This is a near-term production play as well. Jayant, please give us a little update or an overview of what attracted you to Gold Mountain Mining, please.
Hi, Corey. I have known this project, Elk Gold Project, for the last 15 years, Corey. This was the first project I ever visited when I started working in the industry. The interesting thing is that this project actually used to be an operating mine, and they have very high-grade gold at surface. Hopefully, later this year, the management claims that they can put the project into production, and the grade would be about 11 grams per ton, open pit project, and they can actually truck that rock to the Afton mine, which is actually not very far, and the grade is so good that it will be very easy to truck it. They are expecting to produce about 20,000 ounces per year, and after 3 years, they want to ramp up production for relatively lower grade rock, which is going to be about 5 grams per ton, and they are hoping to produce about 50,000 ounces per year thereafter after 3 years. So that's the kind of scenario you have. My numbers tell me that they can generate about 50% of the gold price in free cash flow pre-tax, which means that if gold price is about $1,800, they should be producing about $900 American in cash pre-tax. Of course, on that, they have to pay about 40% in corporate tax and mining tax to British Columbian government. This project looks very solid. And the reason I have been very interested in this project, Corey, is that about 5 years back, I tried to buy this project working for a client. We did a lot of work on this project. We signed the CA with what used to be an earlier version of Gold Mountain. Now, the management was completely different. It was a differently registered entity. So this Gold Mountain has no relationship with the earlier Gold Mountain, except that the project is the same. So we did a lot of work on Elk Project, and we realized that not only the project itself had a fabulous value, but the fun thing was that our geologists expected that the veins that they have should actually continue on and on, which means that what we see right now is that at the current share price of $1.15 or so for GMTN, you might actually have a very good upside already. But if the veins actually continue, you have another very, very good upside if that exploration proves to be successful. So that's the fun thing about this company. I participated in the financing that they closed last week, which was at 97 cents. So I'm not suggesting to people that they should be buying at $1.15, but it's a company that they should keep an eye on, and on any weakness they should actually accumulate.
So, Jayant, with the cash that the company raised, it was initially announced for a $5 million raise. The company ended up raising $10 million in total. Is that enough cash to bring this into production and also undertake some of the exploration in your eyes?
Yes, absolutely. So the company says that they should be able to put the project into production by later this year. And what they need to do the pre-stripping is just the equipment to do the pre-stripping. And this should cost them about $7 million, according to the PEA. So they can go into production with about $12 million that they already have in the treasury. That should be enough to for them to go into production. And the cash flow should be fabulous over the first, you know, actually throughout the mine, life of mine. But the cash flow should be good enough that in the first 3 years, they should be able to generate enough treasury to construct a mill on site, which will cost them about $26 million. And that mill will allow them to start processing relatively lower grade rock with at the project site. And that lower grade is still fabulous grade rock, about 5 grams per ton. So this is, again, a high-grade project. The strip ratio is very high. But this was a mine earlier, so there's a lot of data to do with how the rock operates, what kind of a strip they have. So I think they should be able to design a good mining operation out of it.
So, Giant, what is the current resource, then, that this company is sitting on? I understand from doing a little bit of research that the company is focused on this Siswash zone, the north zone. That's where the resource is, and that's where a PEA was done back in 2020. There's a lot of other exploration potential, but give us an update on the current resource and also the opportunities to expand that resource in your eyes.
So the resources are very small. It's only about 400,000 ounce resource so far. But remember, that gives them about 50,000 ounce per year life for about 7 years after the initial 3 years of a startup. According to the geologist that I was working with when we had a CA on this project, they thought that the veins, that the resources that have been identified actually should be such that the veins should continue. And you, of course, can't really define thin veins over a long distance because it's too expensive to drill from surface. You have to just keep mining and keep defining new resources as you go along. So this was the view of the geologist that I was working with. They said that the known project was good enough, but the fun was going to be in the veins that will likely continue once they have exhausted what is known.
All right. So that's interesting then, Giant. In terms of the team, I recognize a couple of the names that are involved in this, especially some of the directors, and it looks like some of their advisors. But who do you know on this team? What do you have to say about who's running this show?
So this is very funny. I actually don't personally know. Well, I know Keith Minty, who was earlier with a couple of big projects in Ontario. So I know Keith Minty, who is an independent director, but I don't personally know the management of the company. I have had several conversations with them recently because of the private placement that they were doing. And I brought a client to participate in the private placement as well. The CEO was, I was able to communicate with him. He was very responsive to my questions. And also, funnily, when I was calling him, he was sitting in a government office talking with the local administrators about permitting. So he said, I came out feeling good about the management. But again, we live in COVID days. I haven't had a chance to talk with them personally.
Yeah, fair enough. That is just the way it is. Now, regarding COVID days, it's actually a question I asked you before recording as well, is that because this project is in BC with a team in BC, or quite frankly anywhere in Canada, they're able to more easily get to the project. I realize that company management can get to projects pretty much around the world, but some of the hurdles that they need to jump through are much greater outside of country and even entering other countries. Is there any importance that you're putting on projects right now where management can easily get to site?
Well, the funny thing is they are actually starting drilling the project. You can drive right to the project. So where the veins are visible, it's about if my memory serves me right, you can actually see it from the road. It's about maybe 50 meters or 100 meters from the road. So It's just right there. They can drive to the project. And of course, they are operating from what I know. They are starting the drilling process, which will be a large program. And they will update the PEA in the next quarter, according to what the management told me.
So, John, because of the strategy here to move into near-term production, and annual production, still at 50,000 ounces a year, that's a decent size. But in my eyes, that doesn't necessarily bring in outside purchasers of the company. Obviously, the exploration potential could draw some of that attention. Do you see this as a takeover target right now?
No, it's not a takeover target. The problem with this project is, Corey, that this project has been going around with several companies over the last 15 years. None of those companies wanted to put this project into production. They, of course, announced that they were going to put this project into production. They never intended to do that. The project was either for listing purposes or for spin-off purposes or for marketing purposes. They never really gave energy on putting this project into production. And when my client looked at this project, they thought that it was very easy to put this project into production. It should have gone into production. And the current management clearly is very focused on putting it into production. So unfortunately, I don't think this is a takeover target. The good thing, however, is that this company will be generating a huge amount of cash flow from hopefully next year.
Does it not worry you that this project has been passed around so much? And fine, some companies have used it as a listing project, and other companies have said that they're going to put it into production. But fact of the matter is, it hasn't been in production in the near term. So why now do you think it's going to work? Is it because of the higher gold price? Or is there maybe just the better team here? Why now?
Well, because the higher gold price doesn't make a huge influence on high-grade projects. So this project was a fabulous project even when gold price was not very high. The reason why I think this project is actually can actually go into production is because I have been following this project for 15 years, and I have my client worked on this project for quite a bit to understand this project. The problem was that the earlier managements weren't necessarily focused on putting it into production, and we were very frustrated because we actually wanted to. We made a good offer, but it never came to fruition. We knew that this was a project that can actually and should go into production rather than just be used for spinning off or marketing or other, promotional purposes.
Okay. Well, Giant, I appreciate these insights. If anybody has any further thoughts on gold mining or any further questions for Giant regarding Gold Mountain mining, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. That goes for all of the companies and all the guests that I am featuring on this show. Giant, we have to wrap it up here, but I do appreciate your time. I will actually also be following up with the company. So, Giant, thanks again for your time this weekend. I hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much, Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.